What was the inspiration for the pre-hearing division?
The experience of other states. It was not the unique to Michigan. I mean, we didn't think it up here. Some states had courts of appeals for many years. California went back into the 30s. Other states, New York had one for many years. And I recall that was one of the jobs that our clerk, Ron Zerbicki, took upon himself. How do other states do it? Well, this pre-hearing, central pre-hearing division, seemed to be the most successful in states who'd had courts of appeals for a number of years. And so we started patterning, but we did make refinements in it and so forth, and changes and so forth. One thing, it served, our pre-hearing division served the entire court. Other states, such as Illinois and California, tended to keep things within their districts. We had three districts here in Michigan of equal population in the Court of Appeals. And they would have, each district would have its own pre-hearing staff, its own commissioners. Well, we started a central staff that served everybody on the court, and which made it a truly statewide court, and also I think was considerably more efficient, because any given commissioner or pre-hearing attorney might be working on something from the first division one day and on something from the third the next. So everybody knew what was going on all over, and it was not parochial as it tended to be in other states. Some states still use that system where the district is everything.